premiers will be meeting with the Prime Minister to deal with healthcare crisis. The Prime Minister said, his government will not increase funding without results and outcomes. First Nations have lived under this model since the inception of the Indian Act of 1887, giving the then federal government total control over Indigenous peoples of Canada. We all know the outcomes of this methodology. Colossal failure for health, housing, education, fresh water, forcing First Nations to the courts for outrageous neglect and abuse. The federal government welcomes 500,000 new citizens, while ignoring housing, health, education, water, sewer, etc., destroying Canadian culture. We now see the Chamber of Commerce calling for the phasing out of R1 zoning to high-density multi-family buildings. Canadians trying to hang on to a culture they grew up with are forced to move from their communities, not unlike First Nations moved to make way for newcomer industry. The outcome of government policy is forcing people to leave for affordable regions, destroying their family and community connections. While the federal government increases international refugees, our own refugee numbers grow, living on our streets, parks, under bridges. Bringing 500,000 new citizens without health, housing and education infrastructure is preposterous and ill-informed. The federal government could allow renters to claim rent as a taxable benefit, keeping everyone honest and help with unaffordable housing. Stop foreign ownership in Canada. Canada sits on unceded territory of First Nations and allowing foreign ownership hinders reconciliation with the Indigenous people. When government allows foreign ownership of resources and farms, we lose inherent rights in our own country. This model is destined to fail when resources are stripped and shipped. Global trade, once viewed as a liberator, is now the slayer of a planet we all call home. Climate change was created by government ignoring impacts of gluttony to build the economy. Every person has needs while recognizing every human impacts the trajectory of climate change. Ignoring our own citizens to global suffering often feels like a race to the bottom for what is an unsustainable population and overpopulated countries on the move to survive the effects of climate change. Absolutely, we have a human responsibility, but at what cost? Joanne Berezanski, Victoria.